on the bottom of your base, your gimel on base. Ben Achia, so he was appointed to take care of the Kohanim. They got sick, stomach problems. Since the Kohanim walked barefoot on the cold floor, and they ate a lot of meat because of the korbanos, and they drank water because they couldn't drink wine in the Azorah, so they got sick, they got the stomach problems. And he knew which wine was good for what's it called, for the stomach, and which wine wasn't good. They drank water and not wine. They have a yoda ben achia masmes merachek umeimis umazik. He knew which wine was good for the intestines and which wine wasn't good. Lo yishtu mimenu min the omer tchilas tchila dein chomer tov the maya mashter me masmes rala mayay. Since it said the first one was good, mashmer the second one, which made the intestines soft, was not good. Lo kiyesh meforeshim. The masme is gamkin l'tova l'raposa, and not like the mefarshim will say that both are good. More mashma that the first one was good, and the second one, since it made the intestine soft, it wasn't good. Okay. Nechunya chofer sichin. Nechunya was the one who excavated the reservoirs for water. So chofer sichin amoros. So have a yoda high dain cave mikurer mayav a high dain cave isbe sharvuve. He knew where the water was the source of the water was cold, and where there was hot water. The ad heichon shiravavuse, until where the water was warm, which wasn't good. See, keif sela, he knew where to dig, where he'd find the sources of water. Mekar motimayim karim, where there would be cold water. Shabruv tchamimus, where the water was warm. Ad heichon achamimus magiyan, he knew to what depth the water was warm, and from that point on it was cold water. Omer Belezer, umeis beno b'tzama. This guy, who was Nechunya, who was chofer sichin u'ba'oros, he provided reservoirs for the Olei Regalim. His own son died from thirst. Omer Abichanina, man de Omer Achmona Vatron Yivasrun b'nei Meyoi. Anybody who says that the Rabbanu Shlom overlooks things and just forgives them without reason, his own intestines should be forgotten and overlooked. Right? In other words, we'll see, the Takna Khan explains that the Rabbanu Shlom created an orderly system in this world, just like he created an orderly system in a person's body. And just like the body, nothing's overlooked, everything takes its toll in the world, the same thing. Elamarich ruchei the gavi midideh. If you don't see that there's immediate punishment, it's because the Rabbanu Shlom gives a person a chance. He prolongs the punishment, but in the end, whatever is due. Om ravacha k'shivu svivav nishara ma'od medaktiki miyan kechut asorah. The greater the person is, the more the Rabbanu Shlom is medaktik with him, because he's a greater person and he should have known better. And also, the Rabbanu Shalom punishes a great person for his sins in this world, so he has more Olam Haba in the next world. Omer Biosi, lo mitam hazeh, ela min madichsi, v'norohu al kol sevivov, moro al akrovim yosem min arechokim. Different pasuk. Not from the pasuk sevivov nishara ma'od, right, because of their greatness, that's what's it called, why the Rabbanu Shalom is medaktik with them more, but because he's close to them, the closer you are to the Melech, the more his fear is on you. Okay, see the Takun Chadatin. Meis beno b'tzoma, ki b'mida shalom zoyer b'ma'od, im hu pogem k'tzas b'zeh nena shalom. So he explains that if a person is very careful in something, he's not so careful, knows he's pogame in that thing, so then he gets worse punishment than if he wouldn't have been extra careful. We find a few cases like that. What happened was that his wife, Rebbe Lezer Reb Shimon, was put in Cherim. So when he died, they didn't bury him. They kept his body, his wife kept his body up in the attic. And one day, she said, and the body didn't decompose because he was a tzaddik. But one day she saw a worm coming out of his ear, and she had Chalisha Sadas. So his neshama told her, Omer Lei, Omer Lo, Yom Echad, Shamoi Bezilusa Tzumer Rabbanan, right? And what's it called? Velo Mimaike de Boile. One day I heard somebody speaking not nice about a Talmud Chacham, and I didn't protest. So because of that, my ear is vulnerable to the worm. Didn't deserve such a punishment for such a small thing. But because of Elazar of Shim was extra careful, never to listen to people who spoke badly about Talmidei Chachamim. Right? And he kept quiet. He always protested. What the Takan Chadin is bothered by is later on, right after this, we have a maisa of a person who also gave water to the tzibur, and his daughter was in danger of drowning, and Bedafka, she didn't drown because in the schus that he did what he did, she was saved. She says the difference between the two cases is if you're pogim or not. If you didn't do anything wrong, you were mezakeh the rabbim, then other rabbim, that thing that you're mezakeh the rabbim, you're not going to be hurt. But if in the sing you're mezakeh the rabbim, you're pogim, then other rabbim, you're judged even more harshly. Mandi Omer Rachmona Vatran, Mevatr Laveros, Telo Ichbasle, Yistam overlooks sins. Yivasim Bemeoi, his intestines should be overlooked. Yamina Beperagimel Dechulin, Al Pasik, who Oscha Vayechonenecha, the Rabban Shem made you, Vayechonenecha, Malamit Shosak Rishbarachu Konenios Ba'adam. A system by a person that if one of them is turned around, your intestines, you can't live. Those konenios are the intestines. His intestines came out, he was disemboweled. Person's life depends on his stomach, intestines, his digestive system. Because if they're turned around, if you have an intestine that gets strangulated or whatever, it's life threatening. So too, God created an orderly system in the world where everything depends on what people do. Live no some of the harsam. Either he builds the worlds or destroys them through his actions, and it's an orderly system. Just like if you overlook the system in the small world, the human being, the person gets sick and dies, so too if you overlook the system in the big world, the same thing. So the Rebbe doesn't overlook anything. Everything has a reaction and a result. Marech Ruchei Hein Malachav, the Ruchos of the Rabban Shem of the Malachim, Osa Malachav Ruchos, Mimini Apuronios, the Rabban Shem holds back the punishment, the Heim Rotzim, Hurachum Yechaper, Vaharbi Lahoshiv, Apo Malachoath, the Rabban Shem holds him back, and in the end, he collects what he has to collect. The Gabi Dilek, Moshe Kosha, Tsur Yelod Choteshi, Shematishin Koach Pamal Yishom Malach, Shaadam Nivne Mikulam. Person is built from all the worlds, and therefore he affects every world. Ruchnius and Gashmius. Kamoshikosav kibet selam elokim. That's called selam elokim. He is built according to the makeup of all the worlds. He's a little world. Ubaz adover yech balok b'chol koach pogim sharasho b'chol echad gavi dilei. And every little thing the person does affects all the worlds, and therefore it can't be overlooked. It's an automatic effect. Kechut ha-sa'ara, the Rabban Shem is medactic with tzaddikim, kechut ha-sa'ara, ki Yaakov ish cholak, the Esav ish tzoyer. Why does it say kechut ha-sa'ara, like a hair's breadth? Because Yaakov, who represents Sidkus, is where you're bald, you're smooth. And Esav is the one who has the hair. The tzaddikim hem yisodei olam, kolim harbe, right? And the tzaddikim are the foundation of the world. So if they have any little hair, meaning from the Ra, from the Esav side, the Seir, right? Pagam Kotan Shalom Osaroshim. Any little pagam in them makes an impression on all the worlds. The Hainish Patrim and Bikasemis. And they're judged according to the truth. And therefore they're punished for any little thing. Afchei Koldehu. Because any little sin by them makes much greater impression than a sin by a person who's not so great. And the Rosh Medaktik, another reason is that he should nip the chait in the bud before it gets bigger. So immediately the Rabban Shalom takes care of this tzaddik to make sure that either he does tshuva or he gets kapara for the chait that he did. Kechutas, okay. Over, I'm going to get it again. Maisa, Rabbi Chagi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Maisa b'chosid echot she'achofer boros sichin ba'oris la'over in v'shovin. The guy was Mazaka the Rabbin. He used to dig reservoirs for travelers. Pam achas oisa bito veris li'nosei. His daughter was going to get married. The shot fanar, and she was swept away by a river. The haven kol ama alolin l'gabei ba'on menachemosei b'lo kibol alay misnachemo. And the people came, they figured she's dead. They came to Menachem him, and he wasn't Makabal in the Chama, because she wasn't really dead. We didn't know that. All Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor, Lagabe, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yor came to him, boy Menachmasei, he wanted to Menachem him, velo kibel alei Misnachman, he wasn't Makabal in Tanchumim. Omer Lon, Dein hu Chasidchon. So he said, this is your Chasidus, you're Mezaka the Rabbim by digging reservoirs. Omlu Re Rebbe Kach Vekach Hoyose Kach Vekach Irole. So he said, what's it called? He said to him, elaborate on what you do, whatever. Omer Efshe Shohiyah Mechabit is Boru B'mayim V'hu Mechapcho B'mayim. Can't be that you are Mezakeh the Rabbim and Ovid the Rabbanu Shalom through water and you should be punished with water. It's not there. And again, that's only where you weren't pogame. But if you're very careful with something and you're pogame in it, then you're getting punished even more. Miyad Nofla Havora Beir Bosh Bito Shaloso Hoish. The voice, the sound went out in the echo in the city that the daughter is alive. It was like a wonder. Ish the Amri, so what happened to her? Ish the Amri Bisukosa Isaris. Ish the Amri Malach Yorid Kinmusra Pinchamis Yorvitzila. How did she get saved? So some say the way she got saved was when the river came and took her away, so there was a sukkah, real sukkah, suchsa isaris. She got caught in the reeds that grew by the by the river. She wasn't swept away. She got caught in the reeds. Another one, a malach came down who looked like Rav Pinchas ben Yair and saved her. It was in the schus of Rav Pinchas ben Yair that she was saved. See, the overim v'shovim, the zakus harabim, there's mezakah the rabim by digging reservoirs. The lo makabalei tanchumim shalames nigzol lishtakach min aleif. By Yaakov, he wasn't Mekabel Tanchumim because Yosef was still alive. Same thing over here, he wasn't Mekabel Tanchumim because the daughter was still alive. He didn't know it. Did this totally L'Shem Shemayim and was not pogging anything in what he did, right, then in that case you're not going to be punished with the thing that you're extra careful with. But if you're extra careful with something and you're poging in it, then you're about to be punished with that. She got caught on a branch and the water didn't sweep her away. Okay. And the reason it happened, why was she swept away altogether? To show this lesson, right, that people should see that Lamaisa, she was in danger, but she wasn't going to be hurt by water because her father was so zohir in giving water to people. Okay, Gavine Cruz, Shoya Machris of Beis HaMikdash. He was the one who made the announcements in the Beis HaMikdash. Mahaya Omer, what announcement did he make? Imdu HaKohanim LaVoda, the Kohanim should get up and start the Avoda, or Levim LaDuchanim, the Levim should go on the Duchan and say Birkas Kohanim and sing the songs they have to sing by the Karbanos. The Israel of Mamodim, and the Israel stand by the Karbanos and represent Klal Yisrael by the Karbanos Sibur. So the Bailim have to be there. Agrippa Samela Shoma Kolo Adches Parsos, Venosmo Matonis Harbe. Agrippa Samela heard this Givine Cruz, this announcer, for 8 parsols, he heard his voice. And he gave him a presence because he was astounded by this guy's koach. Okay. Agrippa Samelech, Shoma Kola Bishmona Parsols. After Kola Shal Kohen Gadol, Hayashomen Asara Parsols. It says when the Kohen Gadol said Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur, they heard it for 10 parsols. What was the big deal? This guy could say something and he could hear it 8 parsols. Kamosha Kosa Miyericho, Hayashomen Kola Shal Kivine Cruz. Says, no, this guy, Taka, you could hear from till Yericho, which is even more. But it happened to be that Agrippus was within 8 parsols, so he was astounded by the 8 parsols. Not that that's all that he could be heard from. He could be heard farther away. Happened to be Agrippus HaMelech was only 8 parsols away, and he was astounded even by that.
How far away is it?
What?
How far away is Yericho?
I don't know, more than 10 parsols.
Oh.
Okay, Ben Gever on the Ila Sha'arim. Tir game Rav, Komi, the base of Sheila, Kora Gavra, Achris Cruza. Right, Ben Gever was, appointed to make sure that the gates in the base of Mikdash, the doors were shut properly. And, Rav was Matargame. Kora Gavra means the person who made announcements. Talk about a human being. Kora Gavra means that the person who had to make the announcements made the announcements. Omerle Emer Kora Tanagola. No, but Kora Gavra can mean that the rooster crowed. Omerle Vatsaninen Ben Gever. Right, it says Ben Gever was a person. It wasn't a rooster who was Mamuna on Nila Sashari. So Kora Gavra is the same thing as Ben Gever. Ben Gever was a, what's it called, was a human being. Ishlach Lamemer Bar Tanagola, the guy was the son of a rooster who was appointed on the Nila Shashorim. Elamai, sometimes Gavra, Ben Gavra can mean a human being, and sometimes Kora Gavra can mean the rooster. Kora Gavra, Hoya Mefarish Mashikosim Perakamba the Yoma, the Lohoisa Kriyasa Gever Magas, Hainusha Kora Gavra, Kriyasa Gever didn't come until the Azara was filled up with people, it says in Yuma. So what is Kriyasa Gever? So some learn Kriyas HaGever means the rooster crow. And some say Kriyas HaGever means the announcement they made at the beginning of the day that everybody should get ready for the Avoda. The Achris Cruza, Shekora Gavra of Achris Cruza, Herit Lushono, the Lovitoi, he made it clear to say what happened, who was this Kora Gavra, was a human being. Mahaya Omer, the Zesh Omer Achris Cruza, Ube Bavli Mesayele Mizei, and the Bavli also says the same thing. That Kora Gavra over here does not mean the rooster crowed. It means that the person who was responsible for making the announcements and the Mikdash made his announcement. Omer Le Kro Tarnagola. Mishum de Matzah Braisa, Hayotzi Ledera, Kodim Kriya Sagever. There are places in Shas where Kriya Sagever means the rooster's crow. The person gets up early in the morning before the rooster's crow. It's called Kora Gavra. The Tarnagol Benini. In an average Tarnagol, that's the time of day. That's called Kora Gavra. That's Alosa Shachar. Kedomba Yuma. V'hasnan Ben Gever Islach Lemeimer El Al Korcha Gever Shneim B'mashma. Gever can mean either a rooster or a human being. Sometimes it means a human being. Sometimes it means a rooster. Ve'ein O Raya Mashanim Tzapam Gever Al Tarnigol. It's no Raya that when since one time it means rooster's crow that all over Shasa means a rooster's crow. V'idik Al Korcha Shvarele D'hocha Lekel Lemitoy. And he held there's no place to make a mistake. Of a hosom, he have a shame of them, have a leminkut before it. The lovely toy, but Tarnagola. And the Shmamino, Kriya Sagever, but Emis Tarnagola. Kriya Sagever can mean a rooster crowing. The Uvda de Gvine Cruz, Milsachrisi. And the case of Gvinei Kru is a different thing. That has a different meaning. The Omer Velohaya Kriyas Hagever Magas Koy Al Tarnigol. The Nafkamina Bisman. The Nafkamina is when exactly it happens. The rooster crow is in one natural time, and the person makes the announcement could be at a different time. Okay, go on. Ben Bavi Alapkia Shahaya Mizayig Psilos. He used to make wicks for the menorah and for the other things that they needed wicks for the Beis Hamikdash. Mizaveg Roesh Yashavi Mishum Hidr. Mizaveg means he used to make the wicks equal, so it looked nicer if all the wicks were the same size. Some say Mizayeg means to twist the wicks, to make the wicks to b'chatchila. Rabbi Yossi oil the kufra. Bo mimine aleihon parnosim velo kiblu minho. Rabbi Yossi went to kufra, and he wanted people to be mitznadev, to be people who were responsible for the tzibur. He wanted representatives of the tzibur to, he wanted to appoint people to positions of authority, and they didn't want to do it. Ol v'omer komehen ben bovi alapkia. Right? It says in the Mishnah that Ben Bavi was appointed to make wicks in the Mikdash. Right? He's mentioned together with other people, Mamish Gedolim. What did he do? He made wicks. Big deal. That was his job. But since he accepted responsibility on the tzibur, he's counted amongst the greatest people. So you see, that's a tremendous schus to be involved with the tzibur. If you're going to accept responsibility for things that are much more important, for things that like people's life depends on, surely you will be counted amongst the Gedolei Ador. You shouldn't want to be in a position of authority. They wanted to run away from COVID. They didn't want to be involved with being authority figures. Inami chardu shlo yikoshlo. They're also afraid maybe they would fail. Also that they were afraid that maybe they would be too authoritative and that they get punished for matal aim on the tzibur too much. So for all those reasons, they said, we don't want to be appointed to be leaders. Chai nefoshes l'achil kama shedoche hakol. The mitzvah rabba, v'roi lahachnis asasim was it. It's doche all the mitzvahs to be involved with the tzibur, to be a representative of the tzibur, to be a leader. And it's a tremendous mitzvah, and therefore it's proper to accept the responsibility. Ben Arza l'atzalzo, right? Ben Arza was appointed to take care of the symbols for which they started the shira and ended the shira with a symbol. The skan raised the flag as a sign that they should start the band up to for the shira on the korbanos, and the first instrument that signaled the beginning was the symbol. Hugris ben Levi al Ashir, Omer Avachon Neima Yisera Hayodeya. This Hugris ben Levi knew how to sing with an extra ne'imus. He had a very nice voice. So Amru Alav Al Hugris Ben Levi Shayimanimis Kola Bezemer. He used to sing so nicely. Shahaya Noetz Gudla Besoch Piv. He put his thumb in his mouth. Hayimotzi Kami Mine Zemer. He made his mouth sound like a musical instrument. Vayukol Echav Akohanim Niskoran Los Rosh. They all, what's it called, like, you know, picked up their head out of Hisrakshas. When he would start singing or making noises with his mouth like an instrument. The Tamin Tamon Perigbasa Tamid Niskarin near Toyin Miachros Hakol. They were like pushed back or They were near Toyin means that trembled. It's not like exactly trembling. It's like to, you know, all of a sudden be startled, something like that. Yeah, startled a bit. Beis Garmu Maisa Lechem Aponim. Beis Garmu were appointed to oversee the making of Lechem Aponim. Beis Garmu Hayu Bekiyim B'Maisha Lechem Aponim Ur B'Diyasa. They were Bekiyim both in making the Lechem Aponim and how to take it out of the oven in a way that didn't fall apart, because it was a very delicate thing. It was made very complex, made like a Teva Prutza. It had two sides, Lechem Aponim, it had a face to it, so it's very hard to take out of the oven and keep it whole. But they wouldn't teach anybody else how to do it. So the Chacham had no choice. They had to bring what's it called, experts from Egypt who knew how to bake these things, expertly. But the experts from Egypt knew how to make the bread, but they didn't know how to take it out of the oven so well. Beis Garmu Hayu Masikim Bibifnim Verodim Mibachutz Velohoisa Misapeshes. When Beis Garmu made the lechem upon him, so they would make the fire inside the oven, and what's Rodim, and they would then take it out. Yeah, I guess the fire, and therefore it didn't get spoiled because the heat was contained inside the oven. There was no heat outside, so when they took it out, it wasn't overcome with the heat that would make it spoil. The Elu Hayu Mesikim Bifnim Verodim Bifnim. And these people, they, what's it called, when they took it out of the oven, notice they took it off the sides of the oven, they already took it out when it was inside the oven. They couldn't leave it on the oven and only take it out when it came outside. You know exactly how it works. And therefore it got spoiled. It got stale. Here, Mibachut, the Ofin Mibachut. The experts they brought from Egypt, they didn't know how to take it out of the oven expertly. It shouldn't get broken. It looked like a boat. It had two sides to it. They used to bake it towards the outside of the oven. So what's it called? It should say that what's it called? They were masik mibachutz va'ofin mibachutz. They used to bake it on the outside wall of the oven, and therefore it didn't bake well, and it got stale. But the other ones were experts. They could put it in the oven, and they took it out from in the oven. It took a lot of chokhmah to be able to do that because it didn't fall apart. And therefore, since it was in the oven, it baked better and it didn't become stale. And when the Chacham heard about this, that the experts from Alexandria couldn't duplicate what the Beis Garmu did, so they said, everything the Rabban Shem created for his honor. That means he gave these people this talent to use it for Avodas Hashem, so they should teach other people. Shenemar kol pol Hashem l'maneu. Sholchu achareim v'lo atzu avo. They wouldn't come until they got double their pay, and then they agreed to teach other people. They originally got 12 mana, now they got 24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chavdal originally got 24, they got 48. So they said to him, why didn't you want to teach other people how to take the lechem upon him out of the oven properly? We have Mesoris from our fathers that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, that this second Beis HaMikdash won't last. We're afraid if we teach people how to do this, they'll use it for Avodah Zorah. They'll do the same thing with Avodah Zorah. So Maskirin Alson Sheva Shalo Yotza Biyad Bnei Pas Nekiya Me'olam. They did say something good about them. That what's it called? The only thing is that the reason that the Gemara says before that they, and the Gemara in Bavli says that Maskirim Lignai is because, fine, so if they had a good excuse, they had a reason why they didn't want to teach, then why did they teach it if they paid them extra? If their reason was such a good reason that no matter how much they paid them, they shouldn't have done it. Elamai, they had an excuse, and it was MS, but if you pay me enough, the excuse disappears. But they did have some Shevach that they had. Shalo Yotza Biyad Bnei and Pas Nekiya Me'olam. They never let their children have what's it called, fine bread. The people shouldn't suspect that they took the bread from lechem aponim. Shalo you omri m'maisi lechem aponim heim ochlin. Beisach tinis, let's see what's it called. Shekoflu lohem mitrumas alishka. They paid them double their salary from trumas alishka. Beis Avtinis or Maisei Ketores. Beis Avtinis were appointed to take care of the Ketores. Shall Beis Avtinis Hayubekin Al Maisei Pitum Ketores Uvemala Ha'ashem. They knew how to put the Ketores together properly, and they also knew the ingredient called Mala Ha'ashem that made the smoke rise straight up. The lower of Shalalam. They want to teach anybody and reveal the secret of what this Mala Ha'ashem was and how you mix it into the Ketores. Sholchu Veviu Umnim Alexandra. So again, the Chacham is sent for experts from Alexandria, who also knew how to make Ketores expertly. They knew how to make the Ketores, but they didn't know how to identify this ingredient called Mala Ha'ashem, which made the smoke rise without being deflected. When the Ketores of the one that made, that Beis Avtinis made, was burnt, the smoke rose up like a stick and didn't deflect to either side. And then it would come down and fill the whole area. The other one never rose. It immediately, what's it called, dissipated around.
Wasn't the fact that it went straight up and it didn't get deflected by the wind, wasn't it supposed to be one of the nisim?
Yeah, but you needed to, every nesh needs, what's it called, some kind of dover b'derech ateva to initiate it. So you ain't somchem al hanes. So when b'teva it'll happen, then the nesh happens more. When b'teva it won't happen, right, or it's difficult, then the nesh sometimes doesn't happen.
Isn't this the ketores inside?
What?
The nesh was in the...
And besides, the nesh was not by the, what's it called, not by the ketores, it was by the Oshan HaMizbeach. But in any case, either way, it doesn't make a difference. Even when the Chacham found out that the experts they brought from Egypt still weren't able to produce what the Beis Avtinis was, right? So, or the Nusach Acher, they said the same pasuk before, so they sent to Beis Avtinis that you have a chiyuv, what you know is l'kvod Hashem. So you have a chiyuv to use your talent, l'kvod Hashem. We can't find anybody to duplicate it. The low rocks and lava, they didn't want to come, so they doubled their schar. Yud Beis Mona, you note them, and also in Chavdalin, Rabbi Yud Omer Chavdalin, and note them, also in Ches, same thing as before. If they doubled it from 12 to 24, 24 to 48. Why don't you want to teach other people how to make the Ketores and what the Mala Ha'ashem was? So they said that we know that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and we're afraid if we teach it to people, they use it for Avodah Zarah. What the Maisa, there was something positive about these people. Their wives never wore perfume, that nobody should suspect that they took it from the Ketores, that they were smelling good because they used the Ketores for their wives. They married a woman from another place who didn't know this thing, or they weren't from their family that were makabel never to use perfume because of this, so they made a tnai when they married them that they would never use any kind of perfume, so nobody should say that they are using the Ketores for perfume. Person has to be clean in the eyes of people, shouldn't be suspected. I once was in Yerushalayim and I met a youngster who was from Beis Avtinis, the people who made the Ketores. Amarati lo b'ni me'ezo mishpacha, what mishpacha are you from? Amarli mishpachas ploni. Amarati lo b'ni avosecho lefish neskav lo rabos kvod l'may kvod shamayim leficha kvod nismayim to kvod shamayim nisrabe. Now your family, he told him, your family weren't good people. They made their own covet, they made their self covet that they only knew the secret, nobody else knew it. And because of that, they were mayit kvot shamayim, that the Ketores wasn't made properly for quite a long time. Okay, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Soch li Shimon ben Luga, Malakit ha'isi asov im aniva tinik echad, nishol beis astinis, v'ra'isi oso shebocha, v'ra'isi oso shesochat. We were gathering grasses together with a youngster from Beis Avtinis, and I saw he started crying and he started laughing. Omarti lo b'ni lama b'chisa, why are you crying? Omarli al kovet shol beis abba shenisnaya. Our family used to be very rich people, a lot of kovet, because they got paid plenty to make the ketores. And now we're, what's it called, going and scrounging for grasses to eat. V'lama shachakis, why'd you laugh? Omarli al kovet amasukim l'tzadikim l'ashid lavo. Right? But because l'maisa l'ashid lavo, the kovet will come back. Umaro Isa, what did you see that made you realize that Lashid Lavo, the Sadiqim, are to get this COVID? Mala Oshin Lenegdi. I saw Mala Oshin. And I realized that that was their schus, that in the end, they used the Mala Oshin, they identified it and used it in the Ketores. No Noisilo Bini Hareoli. So I said to him, show me it. Omerli Rebbe, Mesoris Biyodim Yavosai, Shalola Harosu Lebriya. We have a Mesor in our family, we don't show it to anybody. We don't reveal the secret of what the Mala Oshin is. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Malaki Raisi Asov, and even Zokin Echad, Poga be Zokin Echad, Mishal be Saftinis, and Megillus Samonim be Yoda. One time, Taka, we were, you know, scrounging for grasses to eat, and together with a Zokin from the household of Aftinis. He had a Megillah of Samonim, he had a whole book of all the ingredients in the Ketores. Omer Li Rebbe, Lishover, Hayu Beis Abbot Shnuim, Hayu Mosrin, in the beginning we never gave this information out to anybody else. This book was secret and it was handed from one person from Beis Aftinus to the next generation. We never let it out to the public. Now I know that the people in my family are not reliable, right? Here, you take the Megillah and you be careful with it. So you see that when it was necessary to pass it on, l'kvot shamayim, he passed it on. Kshabasi v'irtzesi advarim v'thnei Rabbi Akiva zolgoin. When I told Rabbi Akiva what happened, he cried. The most, his eyes filled up with tears. V'omar me'ata einon etzricham askin l'gnai. From now on, the Beis Aftina shouldn't be mentioned. L'gnai, because you see that when the time came to give it over, they didn't hold it for themselves just selfishly, but they did it as kvot shamayim. And when kvot shamayim would be to reveal it to somebody else, they revealed it to somebody else. He was in charge of the people who wove the curtains, the parochas for the Beis HaMikdash. Pinchas HaMalbish, Shoyim Malbish Big Day Kahuna Gedola. He was the one who was in charge of taking care of the wardrobe of the Kohen Gadol. Maisa B'Kohen Echad Shehilbish Listartios Echad. The Nosim Lo Shmona Zehuvim. The Istiamen Treos Or Yohivle. There was what's it called? Kohen, who was also Bucky and how to put on the clothing properly, and he dressed this statesman or soldier or something, and he paid him 8 zehuvim for dressing him up nicely. So it was a chachma how to put on the clothing that it looked really presentable. They knew two things. They knew how to grind the samin for the ketores properly and mix it properly. They also knew mala oshin. But the Egyptians didn't know how to identify the mala oshin to make the smoke rise like a stick. They didn't put on any perfume. A kala never went out. Even the kalas didn't put on perfume. That's what it says over there. When they married people, they made a condition with them, they wouldn't wear perfume. Right? They didn't wear marabe kvod shamayim, but what they did is they left kvod shamayim the way that it was, and they made their covered less. The Rebbe is going to return this covenant to our family in the future. God will return this covenant to our family. It's only temporarily we're being punished for something bad we did, but there was a lot of good we did that eventually we'll be rewarded for. So in this world they got punished, in the next world they'll be rewarded for the good. Mala Oshin Omid Lenegdi, Esav Shemala Omid Kenegdi, V'Reis Even Iskarti. So why were you laughing? Because I saw this grass that's Mala Oshin in front of me, and I identified it. Hereolus, he said, show me it. Li Bilvadish. Ani bavadi ezorish loyagil avodazora. I'm not going to make sure. I'm not going to make sure that it doesn't get to avodazora. So there's no reason not to show me. The leka timer shemiyasla avodazora. Mesoris biyadi bavadi shvua. So no, we have a mesora, or I took a shvua that would never reveal it to anybody else. In order, what's it called, a barrier? The shumadim, mishum gather b'dover. Even though you may not bring it to avodah zarah, but if I tell you, it may get to other people who will bring it to avodah zarah, so we don't show it to anybody. Rabbi Yochanan and Bavli Garsinan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga, Makom Shimon ben Lachish Leel. Right here, the names of the Amorayim or Tanoim are different. Okay. Nemanim elu leelu v'lohaya bal liad acher sheinu hagur. So it used to be, my family used to be responsible, and we could hand this secret Megillah one to the other, and it wouldn't get publicized. Now my family's not responsible, they're not reliable. And I'm afraid that if I give it to one of them, they're going to publicize it to people who will use it for Avodah Zarah. So you take it. And I know you're a reliable person, you take the responsibility now of keeping the secrets and passing them on. When the time came that it had to give it over, they gave it over. So it's vice versa. When they didn't give it over, they didn't give it over for a good reason. So it says the same thing.